session. Good morning. The setting for this book is during the final segment of the time of the judges, with Bethlehem being a central point of the story. But first, perhaps we should consider the place of the book of Ruth in the great plan of God had for delivering Messiah. First, let us consider the two genealogies found in the New Testament, Matthew 1 and Luke 3. The genealogy in Luke is the biological lineage through Mary, and although her name never appears, which would have been necessary to establish him to lay claim to the David's throne under Jewish law. You will observe there are no women, not even Mary, listed in Luke's scripture. Matthew's listing is the legal genealogy of Jesus, also important to establish his right to David's throne, and the genealogy contains the name of Mary and Ruth, along with three other Gentile women who have been sexually fallen. Ruth is a Moabite, and her lineage is really questionable. The Moabites were a direct descendant of Lot, and if you recall from Genesis, Lot's two daughters on successive nights got their father drunk and had sex with him. The elder daughter had a son named Moab, which was the origin of the Moabites, a product of incest, who were very much despised by Judah. By the time we get to Ruth, the Moabites were idolaters, and their primary god was Chemosh, and worship was primarily by child sacrifice. So these four women in the biological lineage of Jesus, one was a harlot, one pretended to be a harlot and seduced her father-in-law, and one seduced her father-in-law, and one was an adulterer who participated in the murder of her husband. And Ruth, a very questionable background. These four are foreign. They are pagan, and at least three of them, as we discussed, are sexually fallen. And they are included in the legal genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ. It seems to me there are at least two reasons that they are included in the line of Jesus. First, when one repents and one comes to God, God washes away all traces of sin, and in his eyes they become as worthy as the Virgin Mary herself. That's what it means to have your sins washed away by the blood of the Lamb. If that doesn't light your fire, let me suggest your wood was wet. Secondly, it was an indication that Gentiles would be accepted to be a part of God's plan. The story begins with a famine in Judah, and the family of Naomi, her husband Elimelech, and their two sons moved to Moab, which is east of the Jordan, and established a new home. They moved into taken territory in an attempt to escape the famine. Naomi means pleasant or blessed. In short order, Elimelech dies, and his two sons, who have married Moabite women, also die, leaving three widows, Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah. Hearing the famine in Judah has passed, she prepares to return to Bethlehem, and the two Moabite women are prepared to go with her. But in chapter 1, verse 12, and following, she tells them, go back. There is no hope for them to stay with her for a future family. In the Jewish system, when a man died without children, his brother or next of kin was required to step in and take the widow for his wife in order to continue the family line. At this point, there was no one to step in. Orpah understands and goes her way back to Moab. But Ruth, in verse 16, utters the words often used in weddings of today, quote, but Ruth replied, do not urge me to leave you or to turn from following you, for wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me, if I ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me, end of quote. They return to Bethlehem together, which causes a stir in the city. She is returned with no family, only a Moabite woman. The Jews utterly despised Moabites, so there was probably much tense moments to re-enter the social structure. Naomi apparently has no means of support, so Ruth becomes a gleaner, meaning picking up what the reapers of the grain harvest leave behind. Their arrival in Bethlehem just happens to coincide with the beginning of the barley harvest. How convenient. So the timing cannot be an accident. Ruth apparently randomly selects a field to go behind the reapers, and it turns out to be the field of Boaz, who was a distant relative of Elimelech. In Bethlehem, there are two fields adjoining one another. One has traditionally been assigned as the field the shepherds were in when the angels appeared. The other is called the field of Boaz. Boaz notices her, and the relationship begins to develop. As a kinsman redeemer, Boaz is in accordance with the law of Deuteronomy 25:6. Naomi becomes a matchmaker and instructs Ruth how to let Boaz know she is interested. So she lies down at his feet, and when he awoke, she requested him to take her under his wing, as he was the family redeemer. With these words, she really was making a marriage proposal. He accepts, but a problem exists, because there is another man close to Elimelech than he who has first choice. Boaz informs the nameless man that Naomi is selling a portion of the field that belonged to Elimelech, but that Ruth was part of the deal. Nameless man passes up that option and gives Boaz open door to marry Ruth. He does so, and they have a son, Obed, who will become the grandfather of David. Ruth, a pagan woman, humble and loving, accepts Jehovah God as her mother-in-law and her mother-in-law, accepting what God has in store for her, and she becomes a vital link in the root of Lord Jesus. May you find favor in the eyes of the Lord today. Good day.